am a newcomer. My name is the University School of Music. I am to stand at the corner of 11th and R Streets and house the music for the University of Nebraska. It lives across the street there, behind the iron fence. This is a residential district. My nearest neighbor is a cottage across 11th Street. It also is used for music. Mrs. Louis Allen students of all ages come singly and in groups to learn to play the mandolin and guitar. There are houses all the way down to P Street, where the business spreads over a little from the square. O Street is all business. Mill and Payne between N and O on 11th. The Dime Museum between 10th and M on Funk and M. The Funk Opera House is at 12th and O Street. Walsh Hall just south of it. They say that piano is always out of tune, but it's very popular for dancing parties and other social affairs. Below on the corner is Rector's Drugstore, a favorite rendezvous for teenagers and soda water. Harley's is at the corner of 11th and O. The next street over is 13th Street and the way to the Capitol. One passes several churches which are very important for the hearing and making of the best music. The First Presbyterian on the corner of 13th and M Streets is very proud of its organ. It was dedicated by Clarence Eddy in 1888. South, with only an alley between, is the First Congregational Church, with an ambitious young minister, Reverend Louis Gregory, and an organist who more than any other one person provides music and musicians for her adopted city. She came the bride of one of the Raymond brothers and signed herself on the church programs, Mrs. P. V. M. Raymond. Perhaps I should have been discouraged when I learned there were 6 schools in Lincoln which offered music instruction. There was Wesleyan, Cotner, Union College, Wentworth Academy, and the 2 Normals, beside the Nebraska Conservatory of Music. A normal university was advertising full music courses in all branches of music and a reduction in prices in the summer. Besides, there was the trolley ride out 17th Street, which was an inducement to Lincoln youngsters. The Nebraska Conservatory of Music was a 2.5 stories above ground building, with a large recital hall on the top floor. It was built for O.B. Howell. In November 1890, their faculty gave a testimonial concert to help pay for the new pipe organ and some new pianos. The program explained that this was the only conservatory in the United States except at Boston, owning and controlling its own building, employing teachers that devote their exclusive time to conservatory work, and furnishing young ladies a Christian home. Mr. Bagnall taught piano, Julius Smith organ and theory, J. Asher Parks singing, Mr. and Mrs. Hagenow violin, R. H. Ashman band instruments, George Hill elocution, H.H. Bagg art, Marie Randolph languages, H.A. Cox acoustics, and Dr. H.T. Garton lectured on the vocal organs. It was later Professor Hadley and Clemens Movius carried on, and it was always a good school. And that stone lasted longer than most. Some of its products were Louis Korsmeyer playing duets with High Beamer, Eddie Walt playing violin, Mrs. Fred Aichi, the younger Briggs boy, the little Dobbs girl, and Mabel Hagenow playing piano. Lily Hoover both sang and played piano. It was so convenient for her to walk over from the Lindell Hotel.